picking up trees. The antenna in the house is fine. Cars, it blew the trees over the car. Didn't touch it. But anyhow, we had lots of fun. WA6DEKD.
Well, anyway, yeah, they're like riding these urns. Either cold water, a drink of some sort. Terrible situation. Other than that, yesterday I had an appointment over in Shawnee to see a podiatrist. I'm gonna go over there, might go over there next Friday, to talk to a guy about some diabetic shoes and such. So, go over there and get that taken care of, and other than that, I hadn't done anything really today. And go to the grocery store and go to lunch with Dad tomorrow. And I know Mom made it in from St. Louis. They're here about an hour and a half ago or so. So she home safe and all that's all well and good. So we'll catch everybody up and down the band later on, I reckon. 73WA6DKD in the net, KD5CKK.
Okie doke, Jeff. Very good. And sound like you had a busy week. Glad your mom made it back all right. So that's great. And Don, you still doing all right?
Yeah, Phil just pulled in. So we're going to see what we can do. Plus, I gotta sit in the car and watch.
Alrighty, well, we'll try to get breaks here between calls here and make sure you're doing okie doke. So, anyhow, very good, sir. Harold, W5IFM.
Good evening, Jenny and Jeanette, W5IFN. Well, I was first to respond to Don's call, but then I was only about 6 blocks from the house. Barbara didn't want to go, and then I realized, well, the jumper cable's not in that brand new car. So I came home, and I could not find him. Not unusual for me not to be able to find something in that garage, although it's been cleaned up. It should be easy, but I think I loaned it to my sister-in-law or something, and I don't know, my friends that I loan things to, they never bring them back. You know how friends are, right? But anyway, as sister-in-laws, we ate German tonight. That was very good. And so forth. And that's about it. Been playing with my DMR, talking to W5CBT down in Texas. And we talk all the time, but the bands have been so lousy HF-wise that he was the one that said, go get a DMR radio so that we can talk. I said, okay, Don. So he's the culprit. But anyway, we've been enjoying that. And other than that, settled in for the evening. Got my Jimmy Jammies, as I call, or my house loungers and my slippers. So I don't plan on going back out anymore this evening. And we're just going to relax. Back over to you. I guess that's all we've got. W5IFN.
Okie doke, Carol. Very good. Well, sound like you've been busy, and appreciate you getting ready to go rescue Don there and found out that things got lent out. Not fun. Oh, boy. Anyway, glad all is well anyhow. And let's see. My turn. Now, hang on here a second. Alrighty. Last Wednesday when all the storms blew through here. They blew through here. I could not open the front door for quite a while. And some trees on the west side blew over the top of the car and landed in the front yard next to the porch. And some other ones, pretty good sized limbs on an elm tree about a foot and a half in diameter, came down, and it's laying out in the yard, and I got a cedar tree that's all over the place and a couple others. So it's mow the grass and pick up a lot of debris, you might say. So that's what we have been up to. This is WXA6DKD for the Gossip Net this evening. Okay, Hal, thank you very much. We got you. Mr. Victor, and I hope Aunt Hazel is doing well. K5VL.
Good evening there, Denny and the group. K5VL here, and first off, I hope that that Dawn is rescued properly out there, and I wish I could help, but I've got medical duties here at the house, and let us know keep us posted on how that's going out there. Denny, I didn't hear about the storm in your house, so I wish you'd elaborate on that. Good Lord, what the heck fire dang's going on out there? Other than that, I appreciate your taking the net tonight for Chris. I guess I could have done it after all. The XYL did get up, but she is resting comfortably in a recliner right now. So I've done my duties as the, you know, the thing I have to do. So let me send it back to you, Diddy, and appreciate your doing the net. And hello, everyone, 73. Take care. K5VL.
Okie doke. Well, I'm glad glad Aunt Hazel is doing well and getting up and at least in the recliner anyhow. And just got very windy here. Very windy. And had a lot of trees all over the place. The tent arrangement that was set up for the picnic, I had removed the top and put it away, but left the frame up. And the frame survived, but the trees did not. All the damage here is just trees and the labor to pick them up and cut them up and all that kind of stuff. So all is well, it's just kind of a mess in places. All right, and let's stand by a second here. All righty, well, Miss Lucky, what have you been up to? My goodness, you've been walking all over the place. You could have started off in Washington and state and ended up walking to Florida with all that walking around you've been doing. KG5MXA, what's going on?
Hey, Denny and the net. Well, not much walking last week. You know, we kind of got in what we could. We may go again this fall sometime, but yeah, the big adventure for today was cleaning out the in-laws' attic, and yours truly is the smallest and the lightest, and so I get to get up there and haul everything out and get all in the insulation and the dust and the dirt and the spiders and the who knows what else, but we got it all emptied out, and no big surprises, but no big discoveries of treasure either, but at least it's done. We can say it's done, so I'm happy about that. Yeah, other than that, just trying to take it easy, because cleaning out in-laws' houses can really kind of take a toll on you. So hopefully more walking this fall, I hope. But that's about all for me right at the moment. Oh, well, except, you know, I got the storm over here on Wednesday, too, and we had our storm shelter ready and prepared to go in, but we didn't need to. But I had everything ready, so luckily we didn't need to use it. So that's about all for me. We'll send it back to you, 73 to everybody. This is Lucky, KG5MXA.
Hi, Lucky. Very good. Well, I'll bet you had fun in that attic. I hope you did it in the early hours of the day and not in the middle of the afternoon, because attics tend to be a bit toasty this time of year. So I hope all is well. And let's see here. Chris got courtesy check-in. So, Mr. Bobby, the movie aficionado here, what have you been up to? NE5Y, Bobby?
NE5Y here, and I hope you can hear me okay. I'm on the handheld. And, last Wednesday, we had the fast-talking weatherman, and didn't get to see my my show Survivor, so, but that's the way it is. And anyway, I'm hoping that there's no thunderstorms tomorrow evening at any time so I can get caught up on it. And, movies, I kind of had a Stephen King weekend. I watched The Green Mile and Shawshank Redemption and Running Man, and I finished the book I was reading, so I downloaded The Running Man, and gonna read it, and then I'll read The Shawshank Redemption, I guess. There's a lot different reading the books than it is to watch them on the shows, the movies, and so other than that, as you can tell, the allergies has got me and Nana kind of clogged up here, and has been for several weeks. We had the little preemie baby over here, which is not very little anymore. And she's practicing the look on Poppy tonight, and she can say Poppy, Nana, Mommy, Daddy, and such. And but she's not really talking. She's doing a lot of babbling. And that's the first stage. And so anyway, I'll turn it back to you, and wish you a best.
All right, Bobby, you did real good up until the last 30 seconds there, and the repeater noise got you, but you had concluded your story, and very good. Sound like you and the preemie and all were doing great job there, fine on the deal. All righty, Don, it is your turn. I hope all is coming out okay over there. W5DDP, Don? Hey, must be busy, I hope. And I hope they're getting that all rectified. Mr. Al, AE5L.
Good evening, Denny, and everybody on the net. I was gathering up my stuff to get ready to head for Don when I heard he had way more close help than me. Along swimmingly. I was concerned that if the car just pulled off the highway and then died, that jumping it would not solve the problem if the alternator had quit. So I called him on the phone while the net was going on. He said no, that it had run out of gas, and they kept trying to start it, not realizing that it was out of gas until they ran the battery down. So now they got some gas in it. It's just a matter of getting it to turn over long enough to get the gasoline up to the injectors. But, yeah, it's wonderful how everybody turned out to help. And I couldn't have been much farther away from where he was. Here at the radio ranch, it's a long way over there to I-35. But it sounds like he's got a lot of help, and I just hope that running out of gas didn't damage something. I've driven vehicles before, Ford V10 engine with the box van on a chassis, and the owner's manual made a big deal about how you should never run out of gas because it can damage things. So hope that's not the case with Don. And I remember back in the carburetor days where you always saved a few ounces of gasoline to pour in the carburetor and get it primed and going. But I'm sure that's not the case these days with the electronic fuel pumps and the fuel injector systems and all that stuff. So Anyway, I hope everything's fine, and we didn't have much damage over here from the storm. We had a few limbs come down, but that's okay, because I'll just gather them up and add them to the burn pile, and no big limbs fell on anything important. So we enjoyed the rain, but wish it had come without so much storms. So anyway, Denny, that's all I know. Back to you. AE5L.
Okay, some noise kind of got you there in the middle a bit. You say he was talking to Don on the phone, and so he ran out of gas. Did they get him going?
Well, the phone conversation was before the last time we talked to him. So I don't know if they don't have him going. I don't know why. You know, he said that the service truck from the Nissan dealership, which I think is just north of his location on the frontage road of the interstate, I guess just happened by because he's driving a Chevy Malibu, not even related to a Nissan. So I guess they just saw them broken down on the side of the road and offered to help. But Peter was going over there, and we know that Phil had arrived, so there's plenty of help over there to get that thing going if it's not something more serious that can be fixed alongside the road. 85L.
Okay, Al, very good. And like I say, some of that noise gets you a little bit, but you were okay that time. Very good. All righty, well, we'll give Don a holler here and see if he or someone that's over there has got him going, or what the circumstances is. Don or someone else over there, W5DDP, WA6DKD. Well, thank you, Al. Oh, well. We'll see what goes on here in the next few, I guess. All right, Mr. Steve, if you still with us, KE5BYV, what's going on?
This is KE5BYV. This has been a kind of a boring week for me, not doing too much, still just babysitting and going on. Tried to get on the radio a few times, and I'm not even receiving hardly anybody on any of the bands, so there was not much going on for this week for me, so that's all I've got. Back to net. This is KE5BYV clear.
Yeah, the bands have been kind of messed up and all kinds of turmoil there. Anyhow, very good. Glad you checked in with us there, Steve. Glad to chat with you. All righty, Chad's going over to a cousin's house. Mr. DJ, what is going on up in your neck of the woods in the far northeastern part of the country here? KG5QEZ, WA6TKD.
Thank you, Mr. Denny. Not a whole lot this week. Just kind of hanging out and whatnot. Had a birthday party this weekend. Had a whole bunch of people over, and it was a whole bunch of fun. And kind of getting ready for everybody to get here. They're having a good time while they're here, and you're kind of glad to see them all leave. But anyway, it was a good time for everybody to get together and get to see everybody and spend some time. Of course, with that many kids running around, you don't get to talk as much as you might like. But anyway, that's about the only big thing we had this week. Getting ready for the party and getting cleaned up afterwards. So anyway, that's that. And hopefully here pretty soon I'll get my little dipole put together. But anyway, that's that. Thanks, guys, for having that. KG5QEZ.
Yeah, okie doke, DJ. Very good. yeah, I'm glad Ava got her a good birthday party there, so I'll bet you all is well. So thank you very much for being with us this evening. Al, KJ4FUH, what are you up to?
This is KJ4FUH. Yeah, I'm just listening to battery problems. I've had a lot of cars over the last 60 years, and I've had several grounding cables that came loose in flight. I've had an alternator go out between here and Dallas, and I managed to pull into a parts store 5 minutes before they closed, and all I had was a vice grips and a tire tool to change the alternator. That worked. And now I've got a car, 2017, that has electric steering, electric brakes, and electric gear shift. What do I do if the battery quits? KJ4FUH.
I guess you'll need to go see Cal, go see Cal, go see Cal. Boy, there's a commercial from a long time ago. You'd be up a creek without a paddle, I believe is what they would say. Electric everything and no electric, you're in the deep forest, I guess. All righty, Mr. Peter, AG5 Delta Bravo, are you with us out there in radio land somewhere?
Hey, even Denny and the group is in AG5, TV. With about 2 gallons of fuel and about 5 minutes away from dawn. Yeah, looks like it might be a low fuel. Engine is cranking, but it's not starting, so it might be fuel. And it's more of dawn. But other than that, it went from 20 meters to really at the last two days. But hey, that's part of it. Anyway, back to you, Denny, and I guess we'll have an update with Don's situation in a bit. AG5.
Okie dokie. So you've got some gas and you're headed to his away and not far from him. Very good. Sound like we got him, you got him going, or we'll be getting him going there pretty good if everything else is okie-doke. Thank you, Peter, for helping out Don and checking in with us this evening. Very good. All righty, Mr. Ken, Kilowatt 8 Victor, or WGE, Ken.
Yes, this is K8WGE, Ken. It was just another week in paradise here, getting ready for my daughter's graduation from OU. There is one issue, though. She graduates Saturday at 9 a.m., and that sounds familiar. That means I won't be able to go to the meeting. So I have an important request. I want somebody out there to eat the donuts that I would have normally eaten. We don't want to have an extra donut out there. Okay, K-A-W-G-E.
All right, Ken. Well, I'll volunteer for that right off the bat. And of course, if we get too many volunteers, there may not be any at all. Anyhow, certainly we'll cover that. Congratulations on your daughter graduating. Sorry you'll miss the meeting, but seeing the little one crossing the stage, as they say, is a kind of an important event. Anyhow, thank you very much, Ken. All righty, Mr. Quincy, is the band still open between here and Marlow? Are you still with us? KK5QZS, or QSWA6DKD. Apparently not, or he fell asleep there at the wheel. Alrighty, Mr. Tim, KF5HWB. Tim, are you still with us? Something of that nature, but anyhow, we heard you check in, and that's as far as we get. I'm sorry I didn't make it that time. All righty, let's see if Mr. Steve is still out there with us. He's been standing by for quite a while here. KG5BWE, Steve? I guess he kind of fell asleep, or the band went out between here and there. Well, we can't win them all. But anyhow, that is the list as I have it. Do we have any additional late, new, or missed check-ins that'd like to check into the net this evening? All righty, at this time we'll close down the net for this evening, but we'll be standing by to make sure Don and the crew out there is doing fine. Thanks for participating in tonight's net, because without all of you, there is no net. Again, we wish to thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of their repeater. So good night and seven threes. This is your alternate host, WA6DEKD, Denny, and I now return this frequency to normal amateur use, whatever that is. Good night, 7-3.